Good afternoon, everyone. To you who are watching this service over the internet, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. A gospel concert will be held on August the 16th. It will start at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Koenji. So it serves as a pre-evangelism. Please use this opportunity to spread gospel. At the Hakuba camp, which was held last week, or the week before last, we saw that the work of praise and worship had advanced in a great manner. People will be healed and delivered in this work. It is a special work by God's Spirit. Well, if people who are touched by these songs come to our church, it is wonderful. But even if they do not come to church, we believe that they will give testimony. They will talk about gospel songs. So please bring your family members and friends and acquaintances. And Pastor Arai was not able to join us at the Hakuba camp. He's ill for the moment. He serves at our seminary, and he also gives us a seminar on Sonerugoi. He works a lot for us, so we'd like to pray for his healing. Pastor Kubota, will you lead this prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Pastor Arai is ill. Please touch the part which is unwell in his body and heal him. So that he will come back to us in good health. So that he will be able to push forward your work. Heavenly Father, please get rid of this illness from the body of Pastor Arai and bring him back to us so that he will work for you once again. Will you please pray for his healing individually? Heavenly Father, with your abounding grace, come upon Pastor Arai and heal him. We believe that you will work for him and heal him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We have a special relationship with Pastor Arai of the Mabashi Church. Well, I used to be his assistant pastor and the OSC. OSCC, he was when he was the director, I was a staff member. And there he started a meeting called Sunerugoi. It was a very impressive meeting. It was unique in that it was the only place where we were able to learn about charisma, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. At that time, the Christian church had very limited ideas about God's work. One of them is that we were not supposed to use a guitar, a bass guitar, because it was called an instrument of Satan. But from there, various ideas were born. This now we are engaged in various works of God, works using media, film mission, and works in other areas. So please pray for Pastor Arai so that he will be healed. And we used to have a good relationship with Pastor Inoue, late Pastor Inoue, who was a pastor of Akasaka Church. He was the vessel of the Lord for healing. My wife used to belong to that church. And after coming to our church, she said, well, for the first time, I found out that Sunday messages are different every Sunday. That means that over at Akasaka Church, messages were always the same. Well, anyway, this Pastor Inoue used to say, faith in the Word of God. At that time, I didn't quite understand what it means, but now I know what it means. And looking at this relationship, I think God had been leading us with a purpose. Well, talking about our sister Ashwin in San Diego, after the Hakuba camp, she came to our church and sang at our gospel live. When she sang, however, her voice was so rich. Our PA system broke down. Stopped working. We have a very good PA system, but her voice exceeded the acceptance range of our PA system. She used to suffer from a severe case of autism, but God healed her. You saw the other day at the Hakuba camp how she answered during the interview. She spoke in front of about 600 people without getting stage fright. We saw a wonderful case of healing in her.
それから、統合失調症が癒されるでしょ、ね、あの治らない、お医者さんに治ったのを見たことないって癒されたでしょ。
In our church, we've seen various cases of healing. We saw autism healed. We saw mental disease healed. We saw other heavy diseases healed. I believe that by these healings,God is saying to us that we are given burden for mental, for people, for mentally diseased people. So when these people come to our church, please pray for them. So Sister Ashwin suffered from a heavy case of autism.
Now,
she's become such a singer that her voice became so rich that it broke down our PA system. It had cost us, the PA system had cost us 4 million yen. It is of the latest kind. But it couldn't accept her voice. By this, we see that after being healed of a mental disease, a wonderful gift started to appear. My wife suffered from a severe case of depression. Doctor said she would never be healed. But God healed her. And after that, a wonderful gift of prophecy appeared. Mr. and Mrs. Maeda suffered from a heavy case of mental disease.After having been healed of it, now God has been using them for the work of praise and worship. So please look at what God will do among the people suffering from mental diseases. Now let's get back to the Bible. Please.Open your Bible to today's scripture verse, Isaiah 55:11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. Well, the scripture verse is presented in Japanese on the monitor.So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God gives us His grace and blessings. Through His word, He does it. So,The word of God is the point in God's blessings. And the word of God, if it's spoken by God, will surely come true. So God's word will surely come true.Well, God talks about Israel in the five books of Moses. If Israel does not obey God, it will experience various trouble. And in the end, it will be dispersed throughout the world. And in AD 70, The people of Israel was dispersed throughout the world. But in the Bible it says also that in the end times, the people of Israel will come back to Israel. In 1948, the country of Israel was founded once again. And the second coming of our Lord is drawing near. Please stay awake for that. And before that happens, for 7 years, the tribulation, the time of tribulation will take place, or will come. And during that time, the Roman Empire will be formed once again. It is thus prophesied in the Bible. Well, last month, I went, or rather, we went to Italy via Germany. Because we flew with the Lufthansa Airlines. In that case, we make a transit in Germany. But they took us into Germany to take a domestic flight. But we were to take an international flight because we were flying from Germany to Italy. But in the end, I realized that we were in the European Union. As we entered Germany, now we will move, our move will become domestic. And the Second Roman Empire will be formed midway through the 7 years. Regarding the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whether you believe in it or not, it will surely come true. So we need to exercise our faith. We know that our sins are forgiven in Christ. We need to believe in it. And we have many promises by God. We know that. But at the same time, we need to believe in them. The word of God will surely come true. But there are two ways of reacting to it. The first is that without our doing anything, it will come true. The second is that we need to exercise our faith in order for the word of God to come true. We need to exercise our faith. Through our faith, we will see God's work manifest. In your life, you've experienced God's work and help. Why did that happen? Because you exercise your faith. Seek and it will be asked and it will be given you. This is what it said in the Bible. Even if you say it is true, if you do not pray, if you do not actually ask, you will not receive. Even if you think your prayer is answered, without prayer, you will not see your prayer answer without prayer. Well, among you, there are people who say, well, actually, I cannot believe in what God says very much, but anyway, I will try and pray for it. These people have seen the answers to their prayers because they have exercised their faith. When I was a seminary student, I needed to work. I needed to have a temporary work, temporary job because of my financial problem. But I was able to work only from the 21st of July to the 31st of August. But I needed to have 2 days off every week. Sorry. I needed to have Sunday off. I needed to have lunch provided. I needed to... As I was weak.
Of health.
I needed it to be dismissed fairly early during the day, in the afternoon. And as I wanted to join a Christian camp, I wanted to have the first week of August off too. And as I didn't have the money for transportation, it needed to be close to my house. I bought a leaflet in which various temporary jobs were presented. I looked for one, but I wasn't able to find the one which met all my conditions. So I started to look for it in other ways, but I wasn't able to find one at all. In such a time, I heard God say, well, you haven't been praying. So, well, I hadn't been praying about that. So I started to pray, and then I remembered that at a certain place, they were recruiting a personnel. It had been out for quite a while, so I thought maybe they had already hired one, but I went there anyway, and I found out that they were still looking for one, and this job met all my conditions. It was close to my house. Lunch was provided, and it was an easy job. Although I made many mistakes, they didn't complain at all. And it was over. by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was able to go to seminary after that. Besides, they gave me the first week of August off. I started to work on Friday, and they paid me every week. So, starting from the first week, I got paid
immediately. Why
wasn't I able to find a job right away? At that time, I knew that God answered our prayers, but I didn't exercise my faith.
And
I didn't pray. Regarding prayers, ask and it will be given you. If we ask, that means that we exercise our faith. God will work for us. I've written a booklet about prayer, so please read it. Please read it. Prayer is only the foundation. There are many people who haven't seen God's hand work because they haven't got the knowledge. They don't know what prayer does. God has given us His promise so that we will be able to get the very best. But we don't get them because we don't exercise our faith. So I strongly recommend you to read this booklet about prayer. Well, today I've talked about exercising our faith, but today's message is not about that. Well, if you have a problem or a request, well, in my case, I was weak. I almost died twice. And I suffered a lot because of my weak health. Well, I've experienced a lot. I've forgotten quite a lot there. I've become forgetful these days. Well, in any case, I became ill. Please do not underestimate the power of the Word of God. My second son was born with the brain damage, but he was healed. I was ill, very ill, but I was healed. We got healed because of God's word of promise. When you have a problem, you cannot get over it because you try to do it with your own power. You need to depend upon God. There are many words of God which are applicable to your problem. You find one. In my case, I prayed so that God would heal me. And I received His word that He would heal me. Well, we've got 10 minutes left. I will finish in time. Don't worry. I won't have lunch myself. Well, God told me that He would heal me. So I prayed. I exercised my faith and prayed and received the word of God and believed that He would heal me. And I took one step forward. According to the Bible, I believe that I have already been healed. And professed that I have been healed. I did it because I exercised my faith. And do you know what happened to me after that? Things got worse. My illness got worse. We can understand it this way, in two ways. One is that I misunderstood the word of God. The second is that God tested me further. God told me that He would heal me, so I received that word. The word of God will surely come true. Then why did it happen? It got worse. My illness got worse. In spite of the fact that God surely gave me that word, in such a case, please do not turn away from the word of God. Such a thing happened quite often to the vessels of the Lord in the Bible. Look what happened to Joseph. Look what happened to David. After he was anointed as king of Israel, he was thrown out. He was chased around as a criminal. Why did it happen? This is one of the patterns to the vessels of the Lord. Please do not judge by what you see. You need to go to God and ask Him why that happened. God, You told me that You would heal me. Then why did it happen? Why did my illness get worse? Did You really tell me that You would heal me? And God said, I will heal you. Well, we still have got 5 minutes. Well, this happened several times. My illness got worse. After I received his promise of healing, it got worse. But please get the confirmation from God about his word. My illness, I was healed completely when the time of God came. Last Monday, last Monday, I left home at 6 o'clock in the morning, took a bullet train. And ministered three times. That means that I delivered a message six times. Tuesday, also three meetings, six messages. Wednesday, two meetings, four messages. And on Thursday, I came back home. Then on Friday and Saturday, I also ministered in the Kanto region. So on Friday, I worked all day. And yesterday, Saturday, I went to Toyohashi, came back late. You may be tired, but I am tired. But as I've been healed of my illness, look at me. I've become strong and healthy. When I go abroad to minister, some people who are with me cannot work as much as I do. When God has given you his word, even if you do not see it happen for a long time, or sometimes things quite contrary to his promise happen, but please do not turn away from it, because God's word will surely come true. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please work in each one of us and reveal your glory. What God said, there's a person who hasn't seen the fruit of God's word and let go of his word. But this person needs to pray. Heavenly Father, please lead and guide us and reveal your glory. Someone is compassing good things, but these are not based upon the word of God given to this person. This person needs to compass according to God's word. Now let us pray for our own healing. First of all, let us repent our sins and then pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here. Please heal each one of us and neighbors. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of illness. The Spirit and body of each one of us be healed, be healed, be healed. Accomplish the healing of each one of us. Someone suffered from dizziness. This person has been healed. In the name of Jesus,
we
declare the healing of each one of us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Will you please stand up? Let us sing Hallelujah together.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. 仰ぎ願わくは主イエスキリストの恵み、父なる神の愛、聖霊の親しき交わりが私たち人と共に常しえにありますように。